Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fortunately Femme, International Women's Month edition. As you all know, it's the month of March and it's all about women. That's why Fortunately Femme joined Benissa's Cafe to bring to you a special month. I'm here today with my co-host, Benissa, to tell you more.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment so we can get the message out and we get more views on YouTube. Make sure you follow both channels. And we are here to introduce 20 women from 20 different countries, 20 different views and perspectives. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to pass it back to Betty with the first question.
Absolutely. And this is Coach Betty here. We are happy to have our first guest. She is from Salvador. Her name is Miss Delmi Cruz. Miss Delmi, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. We are happy to have you here too. But Ms. Delmi, tell us about you. Who is Delmi Cruz?
Well, I come from El Salvador 40 years ago to United States. And like everybody, I come here with a big dream. And I was, at the beginning, I was thinking to come here and work hard 2 years. Okay, and go back, because I left behind my baby, 1 year old, by then. Okay, so I've been here 40 years of my life, and one thing that I always had in my mind, the word that I had in my mind is business. Okay, so the idea was work two years hard and go back and have a business in my country. But I've been here 40 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Tell us something that we don't know about about Salvador.
There are a lot of stuff that the international people don't know about the country, about El Salvador as a country. Like, we have... our culture is really different, because the girls, as a women, they go by what the men says. Okay, mm-hmm. Whatever the men say is a rule. So it's one of the things that I wish it changed in my country.
Got it. And that really brings us to our next question. How women are viewed in your country?
Very quiet, and I was one of them. Mm-hmm. When a man talked to me, I just go, yes or no.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's like, we don't have a voice.
So
yes or no.
They don't have a voice in your country. They
exactly. Well, they're different because, the financial situation too, because either they are rich or very, very poor. They're not middle, not in between. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the rich had the money to change their way how to express, not the poor in this case, the women.
Wow. That's good to know. I didn't know that about Salvador.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I wish can change. And right now, it looks like we have good president.
Okay.
But, let's
hope for the best.
Yeah.
Since you have a new person in
yeah, that man is doing a lot of things with the... the Maras, have you heard about Maras? I mean, gangs.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, that was our next question, actually. How have things changed over the last few years?
It changed a lot because he's putting in jail most of them, but they're hiding on the mountains,
Do you think Would you say that your country is very dominated by gangs? And
It was.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So how did that affect women in per se?
Oh, because they rape.
Oh, I see.
You know, girls, little girls, you know, teenagers, old women, they rape them. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad to hear.
Which is awful.
Mm-hmm. It is. But now, tell us about women's opportunities in your country, in Salvador. Is there any opportunity specifically for women in the financial industry or in the wealth, education? How is that work for women in Salvador?
I think the political, you know, situation doesn't open up opportunity for most of the women, especially the poor women. Because if they want to go to college, which is the main thing to do over there, they don't have, you know, they have to have, we call, I don't know how this means to you, but you have to have somebody in that part of the university to refer.
A connection.
Or give a connection. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, and poor women don't really look for opportunity, because one of the bad thing is that the girls in an early age, they just have sex and have children, 14, 15 years old, which is bad, because a baby change your life forever.
Sure.
Especially if you have 1, 2, 3, 4 kids. What a lady can do with 4 kids, especially in my country.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the men get the domination over the girl.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, how have your expectations changed since you've moved to the United States? So you said you were supposed to be here for 2 years, but you end up here. Now you're here for 40 years. So how has your mindset shifted since you left El Salvador and have lived here for so long?
It's a good question, because I always been looking for something, you know, all my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the trip over here, over the border,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I always been like, what can I do for me to succeed, and something that gave me the opportunity that people know me,
mm-hmm.
more people know me as tell me, okay? So I got into a bunch of business that I just failed, because I did it like just thinking that I was succeed, but I didn't have the right information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I got sell, you know, the Medicare, the cosmetic.
Oh.
Yeah, the cosmetic.
Mary Kay?
Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm.
I sold other things, like, you know, for kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Pampers Chef.
Yeah.
I know all of them.
So, and I got in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I got in, what is it called? Dry cleaning business.
So what you're saying is you're a hustler.
So looking for opportunity,
yes.
You know, to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want a name,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But now you're wearing a pin.
I'm wearing a pin. So
yeah,
this,
tell us about the pin.
Okay, I think 2020, it changed everything, a lot of stuff in our
mm-hmm.
communities. And I think this come just on the right time, because I was thinking to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to go to college for retirement, to learn something. Like I said, you know, I've been chasing something. But then financial education came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great opportunity, because we can change some other, especially women's life. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is a great opportunity for me, even though I'm 66 years old. Like I always said, you are young. You both are younger than me. You have more time, and if you see the opportunity, you can succeed and do it better than me, because I have a short time, shorter than you, you know.
Got it. But Ms. Delmi, you know, we are here today because it's International Women's Day, Women's Month, and we are big in the U.S. about celebrating International Women's Day. But do you know in your country, do they celebrate that day too, March 8th? It's International Women's Day. Do they have that holiday or that special day for women in your country, in Salvador?
In my country? I don't think so. Well, I've been disconnected from my country for because I really had a really bad childhood when I was in my home. And maybe for that reason, I got disconnected a lot. Now that I'm in the financial fields, I'm connected.
You're reconnecting?
Reconnecting mm-hmm. with my people, okay? And I hear stories.
Got
and
it.
And so I don't think we have, I think El Salvador is still the same.
Not every country celebrates yes. International yes. Women's Day. Yes. That's why we ask, because mm-hmm. we know not every country does. In the United States here, they do. So it's a really privilege, it's an honor for us to feature all these women to right. show the world that we are valuable. And
when I talk to my people, I said, we are here in the country of the opportunity. Okay? The tray is served. Just take it. All right? If you don't see the opportunity, it's because you don't look for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
I think that really goes for everybody, too.
Yeah.
So our next question here is, so is there such a thing as women's rights in El Salvador?
I think it doesn't happen.
In today's world, no?
In today's either.
It's still behind.
Look how bad it is. It's a girl tried to have an abortion. They put it into jail. There are a lot of women in jail. Because they
were trying to get an abortion?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a crime, basically.
Yeah, it's a crime, yeah. Okay. I was reading in the media, I was reading something that it said this girl, she had a abortion, but it was natural. The baby just mm-hmm. come out and she went to the hospital. It wasn't that she was mm-hmm. doing it for a purpose.
It was a miscarriage.
It was a miscarriage. And they assumed that she was doing it intentional.
Wow.
And they put her in jail.
Wow.
I think it was for 30 years.
30 years?
30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is a jail that is for women. Mm-hmm. I know that place.
Wow. That's very interesting, considering, the country is semi-poor, right?
Yeah.
And then they're locking people up instead of working on their economy mm-hmm. to build it back
yeah.
up.
And they are doing this, the president doing this project for this money that is called Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Nationally, but I don't know how they're going to do, because there are a lot of people that doesn't even know how to read. How can manage the money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a big concern.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that's really brings us to our next question to you, which is, what change would you like to see in your country and globally for women?
I think the change that I would like to have in my country is political first.
Okay.
And then fight for the women's right.
That's good. That's
mm-hmm.
fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what language, how many languages do you speak in Salvador?
They said that I never got to the point to talk to someone in how do you call that they talk another weird language.
Dialect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I never got the chance to talk to someone like that.
Okay, so what's the main language then?
Spanish.
Spanish, yeah. Okay. Spanish. And what's your currency? The dollar, not dollar, what's your currency?
The currency? Yes. What do you mean?
The money you use for
the
exchange.
The money, mm-hmm. They said now is the Bitcoin.
Oh, the Bitcoin. Yes. That's your official
currency? What they said.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting.
I hadn't gone to El Salvador since 2007.
Okay.
So, but in the 90s, they changed the colon to dollar. Mm. So you earn dollars and you spend dollars.
Oh, wow. Like the American dollar?
Yes.
Interesting. So they don't have their own currency.
No.
Wow. Okay. So what about coffee? I have to ask that since, you know, my
coffee,
whole theme.
Yeah. It's my country is a coffee. We had a lot of mountain, mm-hmm. And you know the coffee, mm-hmm. It is planted on cold areas.
Mm-hmm, like on the
where
mountains.
Where I'm from, mm-hmm. Is a lot of mountains, a lot, and it's all coffee.
Wow. Nice. Yeah.
We'd love to taste some coffee.
Yes,
from Salvador.
Absolutely.
Yes, need to bring us some.
Yeah.
I drink Bustelo.
Okay.
Oh. It's not from there.
Well, on your next trip, you have to bring us some back, okay?
Yeah, I hope to go.
Yeah. Well, one final question for you, Ms. Delmi, is what message would you like to give to other women, our audience, anybody listening to this interview?
I think all of us, as a women, we need to focus in earn money, and manage our money, okay? Mm-hmm. Financially, if you have your money in your hand, it's secure. But if you leave your money in somebody else's money, it's not your money because in somebody else's money.
It's at risk.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's at risk. Mm-hmm. So we need to know more because most of us don't get interested in, because, you know, when I was younger, people invite me not financially, economic classes, talk about money, talk about this, and I wasn't interested because I don't trust anybody, mm-hmm. my money, mm-hmm. okay? Like, I always been like 30 years single, mm-hmm. So I'm used to manage my own money. Mm-hmm. I don't let nobody to manage my
good for you, Ms. Delmi. You're your own money manager. Exactly. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm being really, really saver. Mm-hmm. Because my mom teach me. It was so weird because my mom didn't even know how to read, didn't know how to write, and she learned with us.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Us, teacher.
Wow.
And she had a really good mentality about the money. She wanted to invest in land, buy land, you know, more land. Because she used to say this, and I never forget this. If you invest in real estate, you're never going to lose. That was her message.
I think she was a smart woman.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Ms. Delmi, if anybody wants to connect with you personally, how can they find you?
How can they find me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Are
you on Facebook?
I'm in Facebook. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, look for me. Look for Delmi Cruz.
Awesome. Well, Ms. Delmi, thank you so much for your time. It was great to learn more about your country. And thank you again for, you know, joining us for this amazing celebration of 20 fabulous women. And I'm going to pass it on to Betty to close us out.
Yes, thank you so much, Ms. Delmi, for being here. We're happy to learn about your story and your country. And I'm sure everyone else was, you know, happy to learn something new about Salvador. Okay. Muchas gracias.
Would you let me do say something?
Absolutely.
Like, okay. Yes. So next time, invite me one whole day to talk about my story.
That's okay. Fine. A special day for you, Ms. Zabi. Yes. That's nothing. Okay. We'll thank do you. That for sure. Thank you again for being here. And thank you for watching. Follow us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, we're on YouTube. Follow Fortunately Femme for more interviews, and follow Benissa's Cafe as well for more interviews. We'll be back for one more country.
Thank you.
Thank you.